The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good evening and welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. Good to have you with us. It's the first game in the book and the second game about to unfold. It will be a good one. Joseph is producing and engineering back at the Care Sports Studio. He's got his shoes tied tight, ready to go for what's going to be a thrilling game. Tom Counts with your court sign, the PA guy, introducing the starters. Let me do it for you. First of all, for Rossville, we watched them a couple of days ago in game one. They're going to be starting Kinsey Perrine and Emma Mitchell. They're going to also have Kinsey Porter out there and Riley Dick and Katie Spielman. For Atchison County, head coach Austin Eckert. You're going to have Jordan Kaplinger and Leah Wallace, Addison Schletzbaum, Natalie Nitz, Kinsey Bowerly, Rossville, of course, 3A team under head coach Michael Bell. The Lady Tigers are wearing the home whites today with orange and black lettering and trim. And for Rossville, it is the traveling black uniform with white and red. This should be a good one. The gym is not packed. It's not SRO. If you want to come to the game, you're going to have plenty of room. But that said, looking forward to how this thing unfolds. In the middle, it'll be Katie Spielman and Aaliyah Wallace. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. And the ball is going to be tipped away. Rossville is going to control it down. And with that, we are underway. They'll feed it across to the baseline. And 7 seconds into the ball game, we're going to have the first turnover. Rossville trying to attack very quickly. Couldn't get it done. Here comes Atchison County. Lady Tigers are bringing it up, and they're going to be battling full court pressure, and I mean some good pressure through the course of the game. Bowerly will take it across the timeline. She'll take it down the right side, come out into the center circle to Schletzbaum, and Addison looks over her shoulder. Back at Coach Austin, and kind of getting an idea what he wants to run. I figured you knew that going out there, but maybe they're going to switch that up a little bit. Natalie with the ball drives toward the free throw line. Now they're going to feed underneath for Wallace. She'll fall away, and it goes around and around and in. First bucket of the ball game will belong to Aaliyah Wallace. It is 2-0 Atchison County. We are almost a minute into the game. Now standing with the ball at the center circle, that's going to be Kinsey Perrine. She's a good point guard for this team. Puts it over to the left quickly to Emma Mitchell. She'll drive into the lane, have the ball stripped out of her hands, and it's going to be stolen away by the Tigers. Nitz will bring it up the floor this time for Atchison County. Natalie takes it across at the middle, swings it over to the left side. Schletzbaum will accelerate, drive into the lane, has a look at it, puts a shot up, it's too soft. Rebound cleared away by Rossville. Riley Dick will come up with the basketball. They'll outlet it down the other side, kick it over to the right. Beautiful movement of the ball that didn't finish. The rebound is going to be pulled down by the Lady Tigers. Roscoe with a great transition, moved the ball to the open player, and then did not finish it. Back up court with it will come Schletzbaum. ACCHS with a pit on the line tonight. Now the pass is going to be knocked. Prince Dillon coming down the floor with it. The driving shot is going to be up and good. Emma Mitchell ties the game at two. For ACCHS, a number one ranking and an undefeated season is on the line here tonight. We're 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Jordan Kamplinger will take the ball topside, kicks it back over to Bowerly. Kinsey works her way to the right side, guarded by Kinley Porter, player defense for Rossville. Here's Schletzbaum, comes off the screen, puts up the jumper that misses. Wallace coming down with a rebound. How about Aaliyah had a great game a couple of nights ago, and she's having a good start to this one here tonight. And now, Nitz misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and then is tied up in the middle. Lady Tigers will have possession of the basketball with the alternate possession. It is a 2-2 game at 5:41 to go in the opening quarter. Nitz will bring it in, lobs it out on top. Wallace back over to the right side to Bowerly, and her skip pass is going to be off the foot of Kinley Porter. Tigers are going to be putting in a play once again down at their baseline. Natalie looks to bring it in, gets it over to Wallace, right side shot blocked. Rebound, Wallace has it again, way too far underneath the goal, puts it up and missed it. Rebound down this time, pulled down by Rossville. Here come the Dogs, over to the left side, down to the baseline. The shot is up, no foul call, lots of contact, no foul called, and now it's going to get away and go out of bounds. Lots of contact. Wallace is down there rubbing her eye. I think she may have gotten a hand, an elbow, a knee in it. I don't know what was going on. There's all kinds of flying around happening out there. And in the first game, we saw a lot of fouls by this crew. So far in this game, we haven't seen one. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. And now the pass from Wallace is going to be stolen. Back up with the Wacom Rossville. It's a 2-2 game. Rossville accelerates, drives, shoots, and scores. Big bucket by Perrine, her first points of the game. Rossville leading it now 4-2. And the Tigers, dealing with the full court pressure, will throw it away again. Substitution coming in for Coach Bell and Rossville. We're going to see Cheyenne Hahn come into the game. Here comes Rossville putting the ball in play. And that's just going to be a long two. Up off the rim and no good. The Tigers have brought Jenna Pitts into the lineup. And now the pass from the Tigers is going to be stolen. And the skip over to the right side is going to get away. It's out of bounds. Back to the Tigers. But right now, Rossville is the team with the momentum and the hustle. They lead it by a slim 4-2 margin. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers trying to get the ball in play. Finally going to get it to Wallace out toward midcourt. Kicks it over to the left side to Jordan Kamplinger. She'll take it down the left side. Holds it up. Beats back in the middle to Schletzbaum. Backs in. Twists. Turns. Spins. Shoots. Scores. Very nice play. Anderson Schletzbaum has two. It is now a 4-4 game. On the other end, the shot is up, and a very easy to call foul is made. The foul is going to be on Schletzbaum. Addison will have her first, and the very first foul of the game is called with 4:36 to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the line, Rossville and Emma Mitchell. Shot, no. Tigers' second substitution into the game is going to be Madison Martin, as Aaliyah Wallace will come out, and the Tigers are also going to bring Kinsey back into the game here. Second free throw is good. Missing the first, hitting the second. Emma Mitchell has 3 points. It is a 5-4 lead for Rossville with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Bowerly passes it up the court. Tigers will get it across the timeline. Schletzbaum will pivot first to the right, goes to the left. Pitts goes three and goes it in. What a great boost it is to have a player like Jenna Pitts who can come in off the bench and give you that kind of a lift, the offensive punch. It is 7-5 Tigers. 4:14 to go in the opening quarter. Rossville back with the ball. They'll go left. Off the screen. The runner no good. And another Tiger foul. And two more free throws coming the way of the Dogs. Mitchell coming over to us and letting us know that foul is going to be on Natalie Nitz. It'll be her first. Atchison County team foul two. This time coming to the line for Rossville will be Riley Dick. The shot is good. It is now a one-point game with one free throw to come, and we're right at the midpoint of the opening quarter. The look, the shot, got them both. It is a 7-7 game. For Rossville, checking in now is going to be Maggie Sanders. You can remember from the other night, Maggie is only a freshman. Oh. And now the inbound pass for the Tigers, stolen. Here comes Rossville. The pass on top. They're going to pass up the three. They'll go right. This three is on its way. Good. Kinsey Perrine for a three. And it is now 10-7 Rossville. And as the ball comes up the floor, we're getting all kinds of defensive pressure from Maggie Sanders, and she's going to pick up her first foul. In fact, that is the first foul of the evening by Rossville, coming here at 3:53 to go in the first. Tigers looking to bring it in, looking to bring it in. Comes back out on top of the pits. Over to the left side of Schletzbaum. Tigers come out on top. Schletzbaum goes to the right side. Out on top it goes to Jenna. So run a little motion. Gets it to Natalie. She'll square for a three and throw it down. Natalie Nitz, first bucket of the game. And we're tied again now at 10. 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Rossville with the basketball. It is 10-10. They'll kick it over outside the left block. The feet across, the dish to the edge. The undefended three is good. Putting that in for Rossville, Kinsey Perrine. She's already got 8 points in the game. 13-10 for the second time. Lady Tigers trail by three. We're at 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Schlesbaum dumps it over to the left side, cutting across the lane. Bowerly falling away is going to be fouled. And is it going to be a shooting violation? Apparently it is not for Rossville. The foul is going to be the second by Maggie Sanders. So Maggie was in the game for a little bit, and the freshman is going to come back out. Coach Bell for Rossville is going to rotate in a couple of new players. Wallace is back in for Atchison County, and as she takes the inbound pass, she's going to be tied up by Emma Mitchell. The jump ball called, possession back to Rossville. Just in time, 3 minutes ago in the first quarter. It is 13-10, Lady Dogs, and they've got the basketball. Atchison County, how about this? How about I'm not sure if that's a 1-3-1 or what we've got here. Here's a shot underneath. No, rebound tipped around, and Wallace has it. And then reaching in and trying to steal the back, I think we're going to get a Rossville foul. It is going to be on Emma Mitchell, her first. So Pitts will come out of the game, and the Tiger lineup is Martin and Wallace. So they're running the 2 6-foot players out there, along with Schletzbaum, Nitz, and Bowerly. Having a hard time getting the ball in play. Finally comes into Wallace, and her upcourt pass is going to be knocked away from Martin. Nearly stolen. A break for the Tigers, and it was not just taken away by Kinsey Porter. Tigers are going to bring it in, and this time they will get it across the timeline. Bowerly has it on the right side. It's 13-10. Rossville in front. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Over to the left side. Here's a three. Schletzbaum up. Won't go. Rebound. No. Let's see what's happening here. The follow shot was in, but is there a foul? Is it over the back? And is it Martin? Yes, yes, and yes. So Madison will have her first foul of the evening. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. And with a 3-point lead, Rossville is back on offense. Down to 2:15 to play in the opening quarter, 13-10. Dogs will have it up top side, back over to the left again. The Tigers employ a 3-2 defense. Here's a straightaway three. No. Offensive board. Followed. Nope. It's going to roll off. No good for two. Here comes Atchison County. Down the floor, fast as she can, comes Bowerly. Her cross-court pass is knocked free and stolen. Coming down the floor. Running at 1-1. The shot up, missing. Offensive board up, missing. Offensive board. Step back out on top. Now lob it over to the right side. Rossville moving it around. Back up on top. Now dish it left. The kick, and they're going to call a travel. Tigers doing a great job of getting down the floor, denying a good look at the rim. And at 1:38 to go in the first quarter, They're going to get a substitution in for Rossville. It is a 13-10 Dogs lead. ACCHS coming up the floor, over to the right side. Now out on top, it's going to be Wallace. She dribbles once, twice, goes to the left side of the free throw line, kicks it down low to Addison. Schlitzbaum into the lane, pulls up from about 12 short, and a rebound is going to be hauled down the other way. Here comes Nitz. She's going to be back defending two players. Her shot is up, and she whacked her. Natalie said, okay, I'm going to let you have it, or I can make you earn it. She's going with the earn it at the free throw line method. For Natalie, though, it'll be foul number two. Not sure that Coach Eckert would have agreed with that decision. Coming to the line for Rossville, off the bench is going to be Cheyenne Hahn. The gym grows quiet, and the free throw goes good. For the Tigers, we're going to get a trio in. Jordan Kamplinger returns. Also, both Jenna Pitts and Lainey Pannell into the game. Second free throw, got them both. Now, 15-10. Rossville with a minute 15 to play in the opening quarter. Addison Schlitzbaum walks it up, swings it left side to Jenna. Jenna goes deep in the right corner again to Addison, lobs it off on top. There's Lainey with it. The baseline three from the left. It's good. Boy, I tell you what, Jenna Pitts can shoot the basketball. That is her sixth point of the game. It is 15-13. Baseline three, Rossville for three more. That one belongs to Kinsey Porter. Right back up to that 18-13 five-point lead. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Well, so far this thing's lived up to the billing we've given it. The feed in the middle of Wallace misses the shot, but they're going to call a foul underneath. We're inside a half a minute to play, first quarter. Fallon's going to be on Kinley Porter. That'll be her first team foul, four. Aaliyah Wallace, 2 points tonight, looking for her first free throw of the evening, and it's good. Textbook style, drops it right through the bottom. One more shot coming up here for Aaliyah. Gets them both. So it is 18-15. Aaliyah Wallace out here playing. Also, I think probably in front of her cousin. Macy is here. May not have been aware. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. I think I tried to. Here's a running shot. It's going to be up and good for two for Rossville's Riley Dick. And it's 20-15. Anyway, Macy Wallace is here. She's an assistant coach for Perry LeCompton. Here's Aaliyah for two. 2 seconds. 1 second. The half-court shot over the backboard. First quarter's in the book. It has been outstanding. We got a great game cooking here. We'll be back to bring in the second quarter. After one, Rossville 20, Atchison County 17.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Both teams still huddle up around the respective coaching staffs, and it is a three-point game at the end of the opening quarter. Let's recap the first quarter scoring. First of all, for Rossville, leading the way for the Dogs, Kinsey Perrine with 8. 4 for Riley Dick, 3 apiece, Emma Mitchell, and Kinley Porter, and 2 for Cheyenne Hahn. We're at the county. Tell you what, the perimeter shooting that Jenna Pitts is running from the bench has been a huge boon to Atchison County. Jenna with 6 points. Aaliyah Wallace with 6. 3 for Natalie Nitz and 2 for Addison Schlitzbaum. We're underway in the second quarter. Tigers have it. Panel goes to the right side. Pitts going for a third three. That one will not drop. And a rebound pulled down by Rossville. Here they come. Outlet down the court. That was way too far and too fast. Somehow they saved it. Now it's on the floor. Tigers are going to take it away. the transitions that Rossville run are excellent. But that one was just a little bit too fast, a little too far in front. Bengals are going to bring it back down the court, trailing it by three. Skip pass over to the right side to Wallace. Loses it. It's on the floor. It's tied up, and we're going to get a jump. 7:26 to go in the opening half. Tigers have Panel and Pitts out there, Wallace on the floor, Bowerly and Schletzbaum. Those are the Tiger five. And Atchison County is going to apply full court pressure on the inbound. For Rossville, Emma Mitchell will take the inbound pass, dump it over to the right side, and Perrine will bring it up the floor. Gets trapped, and she comes up, gets bumped, and we're going to get, are we getting a foul? No, no foul. 7:18 to play. Here in the first half. Here's Rossville with the basketball. He'll dribble it down to the top. Swing it back to the right side. Now the drive to the baseline. Lots of contact, and we're going to get a foul. It's going to be on Laney. So Laney's going to pick up her first foul of the ball game, and for the Tigers, it'll be team foul five. Coming at 7:08 to play in the opening half. 20-17. Rossville in front. They'll take the inbound. Bring it to the free throw line. Dump it over to the left side. Kick it back out to the top side again. First to the right, then to the left. We're watching the Tigers. I'm not sure they're not playing some kind of a gimmick defense, maybe a box and one kind of a defense. We're going to get a foul by Atchison County. As the drive went into the middle, we're going to get a whistle and a call against Addison Schletzbaum. It'll be her second. So Addison with two, Natalie with two, for Rossville two on Maggie Sanders. The front free throw is perfect. And Riley Dick has 5 points, is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for the Dogs. Natalie's coming to the scorer's table. Second free throw will go off the mark. Wallace will rebound it away. 21-17 Rossville. This is where it's 6:45 and rolling to play in the opening half. Schletzbaum will have it up top side, kicks it over to the left. Bit of a head fake. Bowerly will run and shoot and miss. Rebound, Rossville. They're going to accelerate down the court, but 1-on-3, they're going to probably wait for some help. It comes all the way out on top. They'll reset the offense. 6.5 to go in the half. Long cross-court pass, way too tall, way too high, and it's thrown away into the crowd. That'll give an opportunity for Atchison County to bring Schletzbaum and Panel out of the game. Bring Kamplinger and Nitz back in. A little bit of pressure by Rossville in the inbound. Nothing too severe. And Coach Eckert doesn't like what he's seeing. He's taking a timeout. Joseph, let's take a timeout here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison with 6:18 to go in the first half of the second game of the night. It's a thriller. Rossville 21, Atchison County 17.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back. The Tigers put the ball in play, and it's going to be stolen by Rossville. The Dogs take the basketball away, leading it by 4, 21-17. Welcome back. Over to the left side with it. They'll feed the give and go underneath. The shot goes up, partially deflected. The rebound is going to be taken away by Atchison County. Then we're going to get a foul call deep in the backcourt. For Rossville, they're going to look back at that play and say, there was an easy bucket lost, and the foul is going to be the first of the night by the Dogs. Riley Dick. We're at 6 minutes to go in the half. Tigers back up the floor. Trapped in the backcourt. Lob it to the midcourt line, and that was an over and back that didn't get called, maybe? I don't know. She had not established a backcourt. That's an interesting call. Here's the thing. The ball was in the backcourt. It was thrown up court to a player who was in the forecourt and leaped, caught it in the air, landed in backcourt. So the ball was really never across midcourt. A forecourt had never been established for the basketball. I don't think it matters about the player. I think it matters about whether the ball has been established in a forecourt, maybe. I don't know. Here's a shot for three by the Tigers. It misses for Bowerly. Rossville rebounds it down. Rossville comes up the court. We're down to 5:25 to go. And now the Tiger pass is going to be stolen away. Another great play by Jenna Pitts. She's having a huge game tonight. 21-17, Rossville in front with 5:15 to go. Second quarter. Kinsey Bowerly with the ball. Kinsey is yet to put a point on the board, and she's an offensive threat always. Topside, Natalie. Pitts has 1-3 tonight. Here's Pitts. She's got a couple of threes. Now Bowerly goes baseline, skips it underneath. Wallish leans back, puts it up and in, and one. So the foul for Rossville is going to be on Katie Spielman. It is her first foul of the game. But bigger than that, the opportunity for Aaliyah Wallace to complete a conventional three-point play. Tigers, 2-of-2 at the free throw line, and Aaliyah has both of those. That one does not go in. So Wallace misses the free throw, and as Rossville pulls down the rebound, just as we're going to have another timeout, this one is going to be taken by Coach Michael Bell. We're going to take a break. 4:54 to go in the opening half. What a game. It is Rossville 21, Atchison County 19.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Russell picking his time out, and be interested to see what Coach Bell has gotten drawn up here. Coming out first will be the Lady Tigers. You're going to have Leah Wallace out there with Addison Schletzbaum, Kinsey Bowerly, Natalie Nitz, and Jenna Pitts out of the court for the original starting five. For Rossville, it'll be put in play by Kinley Porter and brought up the floor by Kinsey Perrine. Here come the Dogs over to the left side with the basketball. The pass in the middle is batted around, saved by Rossville. Tigers are in a 2-3 zone now. So Coach Eckert has switched that up a little bit during the timeout. Topside is going to be Perrine. Now she's going to back away, standing fully in the center circle. Looks over her shoulder and sees what Coach wants them to do. Topside is going to be Emma Mitchell. Back over to the right. They're just going to square up for a three. It doesn't drop in. Pitts will come down with a rebound, and Schletzbaum outlets it up the court. She wants Wallace. Has her easy layup. Good. Aaliyah Wallace with double-digit scoring, and the Tigers are tied now with Rossville at 21. Here's a three on the other end. Boom. Emma Mitchell. 24-21. Atchison County has this thing tied for about 6 or 7 seconds. And it goes right back the other way, and we're going to get a blocking foul. It'll be put in play by the Tigers at their offensive end. The blocking foul is going to be called on Emma Mitchell. It'll be her second foul of the game. And it's not going to be put in play. That's going to be team foul 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2 or 7. There you go. Free throws up and will not go in. Wallace rebounds it down, missed it. On the floor with it, and we have a reach-in foul. And again, we're at the line 1-1. Coming to the line, Aaliyah Wallace. 2 out of 3 at the line. Double-digit scoring already. She has 10 of her team's 21. Wallace's front half this time is good. And will earn the bonus. 24-22. Tigers are going to get back to within one. And does not happen. Rebound tipped out. It'll be saved by Rossville. 3:40 to go in the half. 24-22. Rossville with the basketball, leading it by a pair. They'll swing it wildly over to the left side. Here's a long three. No rebound. Underneath, coming down with it, Laney Pannell. Tigers back up the court. Pitts, dark to the left side. Slows it up. Cuts back across midcourt. Gets it to the top of the key. Bowerly goes left, travels with it, no whistle, and the turnover is going to be taken away by Rossville. Bowerly traveled with the ball. You can hear the crowd moan, but I think about the time that she was traveling, she also lost the handle on it, and Rossville is going to take it away. 3 minutes to go in the half now. Cross-court pass over to the right side. Tigers are going to stay in the zone. Back over to the left elbow. The three is set sail. It is perfect from way outside. The three-point shot thrown down by Riley Dick. It's 27-22. Tigers down five with 2:40 to go in the half. Here's a Nitz three on the other end. No. Rebound underneath panel. Goes up. Gets it plus one. Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be on Rossville. Riley Dick will have her second. And Laney Pandel will have a chance at the conventional three. It does not go into the rebound. Rossville, 27-24. We're down to 2.5 to go. Dogs work it around to the left side. Feed to the free throw line. The 15-footer wide left. Rebound Wallace. Tigers back the other way. Hatches the kind of contact for the long shot here. 2:15 to go in the first half. Bowerly travels. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Possession back to Atchison County. We're going to have Schlesbaum coming in, and it will be for Bowerly. She comes out looking frustrated, and she comes over to the near sideline. Coach is going to have a word with her here. And the inbound pass stolen from Wallace. Here comes Rossville. They'll drive, lay it left, shoot it up, put it in. The breakaway layup by Cheyenne Hahn makes it 29-25. And we've got 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's a Nitz three. Looks good, is good. That was a huge shot for the Tigers who are needing one. And these two teams right now just trading punches. 29-27. Minute 50 to go, first half. What you also have, if you're doing a little bit of math, you know, do your times tables, multiply this times two. We're going to have a high-scoring game. Here's a three. Rossville from the outside. Perrine. 32-27. Minute and a half to go. Second quarter. Nitz cuts into the middle of the lane. Skip pass underneath. It's rolling around on the floor. Three players dive on it. Hang on it. Jump ball called. This time it will go to the Dogs. Bowerly's going to come back into the game. She's going to take out Nitz. Doesn't look happy with it. Also, Schletzbaum's coming out and entering the game for her is going to be Jordan Kamplinger. With a minute 20 to go in the second quarter, Rossville has the basketball, leading it by five. Way on top side is going to be Perrine. She'll dump it off on top. Here's a three launched off the back. No good. Rebound, Jordan Kamplinger with a nice board down to the baseline. And the Tigers are going to bring it up the floor. 1 minute to go in the half. Up on top, all alone for the three. That's perfect. You know that's going to be Jenna Pitt. Jenna has three threes. 32-30. 50 seconds to go. First half. Rossville, a little trouble up top side. They'll find a cutter who puts it up off the window too strong. Pitts rebounds it down. ACCHS going to slow this thing down. Tigers will go over to the right side with it. 27 seconds left. On the right side is Pitts. Pitts in the middle of Laney. Back it comes to Pitts. Comes out on top. Bowerly wants the three. And it wedges. The Tigers, though, are going to get the ball back. In the alternate possession is going to award it to them. Everybody seems to think it's the other way, but it is Tiger basketball here. With 16 seconds remaining. to 30 is the score. Rossville leading ACCHS. The official's not listening to the table there. Almost set that ball in the wrong way. Tigers are going to bring it in. Bowerly, bit of a head fake, steps inside the ring, shot up in and out, no good. Rebound Rossville. Here come the Dogs. Outlet right side, going in, going up, hit the bucket, foul on Bowerly. So Bowerly will pick up the foul. It'll be only her first tonight, and an opportunity at a conventional three for Rossville's Riley Dick. Riley's got 10 points already tonight. 11 points tonight. And it is 35-30. And the Tigers are going to have 7 seconds to get something underway here. We're almost at halftime. Bowerly gets it. Gets it over to Kamplinger. She can shoot. Doesn't. Gets it to Bowerly. She will shoot. Missed it. Air ball. It's halftime. First half in the books. We'll be back to summarize it as best we can. They go to the locker rooms. It is Rossville 35, Atchison County 30.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Been a great opening half of the game. A couple of teams getting up and down the court. It's going to take 65 to win this one tonight. Let's see how we've gotten to halftime. First of all, for Rossville, 11 is the lead for the scoring honors, and it belongs to both Kinsey Perrine and Riley Dick, 11 apiece. Emma Mitchell has a half a dozen. Cheyenne Hahn off the bench with 4 and 3 for Kinley Porter. For Atchison County, well, 11 is their leading scorer as well. It is Aaliyah Wallace with 11. 9 in the first half for Jenna Pitts. She's been fantastic. 3 threes coming off the bench. 6 for Natalie Nitz. 2 apiece. Lainey Pannell, Addison Schletzbaum. No player in real foul trouble. No one with 3. Plenty of players with 2 as we go to the second half. We'll be back and bring you that second half live here on Care Radio. I guarantee it will be exciting. But before that, with the intermission score, Rossville, Lady Dogs, 35. ACCHS Lady Tigers, 30. We're kicking it back to Joseph in a Care Sports Studio for a very exciting halftime.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from the JCN Girls Tournament. We'll be returning to Tom courtside in Winchester in just a moment. Taking a look at the Kerr Country sports schedule, we've got the Benedictine Ravens playing host to Mid-American Nazarene University tomorrow afternoon with 2 p.m. scheduled time for the women's tip. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Then on Tuesday, we have got a return to the regular high school basketball schedule as we've got a doubleheader from Marhill Mount Academy as they are on the road at ACCHS. Join us at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road at Evangel. Tune in at about 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Join us right around 5:15 to 5:20 as they follow the 5 o'clock news report. Then Friday, we've got high school basketball action again as we are on the road with Marhill Mount Academy as they are taking on JCN. 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the Northeast Kansas area, we've got some finals in the girls' games. It was Perry LeCompton Cause over the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks, 50-38 in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7. Holton beat Chapman by 1 point, 31-30. Sabetha fell to Silver Lake, with Silver Lake sitting at 62 points to the Sabetha Ladies 39. Donovan West beat Blue Valley in the girls' game 69-37, and in the Troy Washington County game, it was a hard-fought game. Washington County came out on top, 47 to Troy's 42. In this game, we've got the current score as Rossville Dogs 35, ACCHS Lady Tigers 30. In boys' games, in the final in the Perry LeCompton Hiawatha JV game, it was Perry LeCompton 56, Hiawatha 35. Right now, with 2 minutes and 41 seconds remaining in the first half, the Cause are leading the Redhawks 29-20. In the Holton-Chapman game, with 1 minute and 12 seconds left in the first quarter, it is currently Chapman 15, Holton 10. And at the half, it's the Blue Jays sitting at 52 points over the Silver Lake Eagles 18 in the Sabetha Boys game. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 45. A few flurries possible at times tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 9 above, cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper teens. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, right now, it's 32 degrees, even money up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We don't have any wind out there. The relative humidity is relatively high at 86%. Barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.99 inches of mercury. The dew point is 28 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 32 out there. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. Good to have you along. Joseph, as always, a fantastic job of taking care of you at halftime. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, 35-30. Roswell leading ACC just in his high school girls basketball game in the winner's bracket of the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational. Tom Kautz with you here, and we just had a Bill Self moment. Okay? The ball came in to begin the second half just a moment ago. Roswell brings it in. Roswell coach saw something. Something was wrong. Girl turns around, launches a three that goes through, and just as she's getting ready to just send this up, he calls a timeout. So they wave off the bucket, and here we go back to play. So it is still 35-30. Roswell with the basketball. The Tigers are going to start off in, trying to decide what they're starting off in defensively here. Some kind of a maybe zone. Here's a feed over to the back door. The shot goes up, and Wallace reaches in, commits a foul, and the Tigers continue. The thing that concerns me, they look a little frustrated out here. Leah, only her first foul of the night, so certainly nothing to be particularly upset about at this juncture. Coming to the line, Katie Spellman for Rossville, who has not scored a point in the game yet tonight. Puts this one in. No, in and out. Went all the way around and kicked back out. That thing looked like it was going to fall in, but it did not. One more free throw coming up here for Katie Spellman, a junior. This one, perfect. There we go. Makes a 36-30 score of it with 7:14 to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers into the forecourt for head coach Austin Eckert, Jordan, Aaliyah, Addison, Natalie, Kinsey, the starting five back out there. Here's a baseline three. It's going to be up and good. That is Jordan Kaplinger. Going the other way quickly, the Dogs, and they'll bring it off on top. First to the right side, then to the left. Now spinning into the lane. The shot is going to be up. It's going to be partially deflected and off the floor. It'll be picked up by Schlenzbaum. Outlets it to Wallace. She will fall away. Shoot, hit two. Wallace hitting another couple of points. And she's having a huge game tonight, now at 13 points. It is 36-35. one-point game with 6.5 to play in the third quarter. You can just envision this one coming right down to the very end. Roscoe back out top side with it. They'll glide over to the right, pull up the dribble there. Back out on top. Here's a three. It's going to be off to the left side, and the rebound is going to be taken away by Atchison County. Schlitzbaum clears it down, and she'll bring it up the right side, dumps it into the corner to Bowerly. Bowerly starts toward the baseline now, backs it away. Schlitzbaum top side. It goes Kaplinger. We're 2 minutes into the second, or into the second half. Here's a drive in, and we're going to have a foul. We're going to get a block called on Emma Mitchell. And for Emma, that's a problem. That'll be foul number 3 tonight. Emma will check out of the game. At 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Inbound it comes, and Tigers are going to have it up top side. Bowerly will go to the right, takes a few steps. They're going to say she gets fouled. And for Bowerly, it'll be an appearance at the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on Rossville's Kinley Porter. Kinley's second foul of the game for Rossville. Second foul of the second half. And step into the stripe, Kenzie Bowerly, 0 for 1 at the line tonight. Hasn't scored. Make it 0 for 2. Looking for her first point this evening. Kenzie Bowerly, usually a prolific scorer. Having a rough time to get some things going here this evening. This one she puts a little bit more on and it goes in. Her first point tonight. And we are even at 36. And the Tigers are going to come over the steal. Here's Bowerly. Takes it right. Goes in. Goes up. Missed another layup. Rebound. Rossville and Bowerly tackles. And is, what do we got going on out here? What's the call for the official? He'll come over. They're not going to call it foul. Or are they? That's what I thought. It was on Kinsey because it's going to be her second. I thought she got tangled up down there, and then I thought, well, maybe they're going to let that slide and just call it out of bounds, but it'll be Rossville basketball. Into the forecourt they're going to go. Tigers have really kicked up the defensive intensity. Now the pass is going to go across. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. ACCHS putting it in play with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. It's a 36-36 ball game. Atchison County now looking to run. Bowerly will take it down the right side, goes into the lane, spins around, kicks it back to Wallace, who will dribble it over to the right edge. All alone, Schlitzbaum, well short. Rebound off the floor. We get a jump ball called. Possession arrow. Lady Tigers. Atchison County putting it in play at their offensive end. 5:26 to go in the third quarter. A tie game here in Winchester. Tournament basketball. You got to love it. Here's an inbound and a shot is going to be up and good. And Addison Schlitzbaum, her fourth point of the game, and the Tigers in front for the first time in a long time. Here's the baseline shot is up and won't drop. Rebound, Atchison County. ACCHS coming up the floor, leading at 38-36. 5:10 to go in the third. Baseline three, Bowerly misses. Rebound, Wallace. Comes to Schlitzbaum from 14, misses. Rebound underneath again to the Tigers. Saved by ACCHS. Into the lane, Bowerly shoots, misses. Well, we must have had a foul in the middle ball last. Foul is going to be on Rossville's Katie Spillman, her second, and Philly Rossville having a little foul issue. It'll be their third. Coming to the free throw line, Kinsey Bowerly. She is one of three at the line, so she's on the board tonight. This free throw way short. One more shot coming up for the Tigers at the free throw line. They lead by two at 38-36. Kinsey can make it a three-point game, and she'll get it in. 39-36. We've got 4:50 to play in the third quarter. Kaplinger out of the game and back in for the Tigers is Jenna Pitts. Jenna has had a spectacular first half for this team. Rossville will bring it, get into the forecourt. Feet underneath in the lane. The shot is going to be up. It's going to be missed. And the rebound is going to be saved by Rossville. Tigers are really kicking up the defensive intensity. They're reaching. They're diving for the ball. They are after it right now. 4.5 to go in the third. Here's a three. And it is on its way. No good. Wallace clears down another rebound. Aaliyah is going to easily have a double-double here tonight. Schlitzbaum right side. Nitz goes three. Air ball short. But they'll say a foul. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. It will be the third foul of the game now for Riley Dick. So Emma Mitchell, Riley Dick, Katie Spielman, three each for Rossville. And one of the best shooters you're going to see, Natalie Nitz, coming to the free throw line. That one won't quite go in. Two more coming for Natalie. It is a three-shot infraction. This one is good. And the Tigers stretch their lead to four. It is 40-36. One more shot coming up. And drains it. 8 points tonight for Natalie. 41-36, Tigers up five. And now, Rossville snoozing on the basketball, and are they going to turn it over? We're getting a timeout. What do we got? Well, Coach Bell got on his feet and saved his team a possession by calling a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Quite a game. Atchison County 41, Rossville 36.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Out of the timeout, Rossville brings the ball in play in front of us here at the scorer's table. And into the forecourt they come. With that out on top, it's going to be Kinsey Perrine. Now she just alternating hands with the dribble, backs it away a little bit, dumps it over to the left side. The feed comes in the middle. They'll kick it over to the right. Perrine holding it up this time on the right wing. Tigers, once again, resort to the 2-3 zone. It has obviously been very good for them. We're in now Rossville swinging the ball from side to side, making that zone flex. Okay. They're working them, making them run a little bit. 3:40 to go. Third quarter. The feed to the free throw line. The lob underneath to the block. They'll kick it back out to the outside. 3.5 to go. Cross court again. And again, that zone is just swinging from side to side. They'll feed into the lane. The underhand shot is up and missing. No foul called. And the Tigers are going to save it down. Here comes Atchison County. 3:15 to go. ACC just stretching its lead. Schlitzbaum is going to lose it, pick it up, kick it outside, baseline three, no. Rebound Wallace, follows up, yes. Aaliyah Wallace, 15 points now. 43-36. It has been a 13-1 second half for the Tigers. And now as the ball goes in the middle for Rossville, we will have a Tiger foul. It will be the second tonight for Wallace. That's the County team foul three with 2:51 to go in the third quarter. Coming to the line for Rossville is going to be Riley Dick. Riley's 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, hits the first one. And Rossville still has not scored from the floor in the second half. They've got 2 second-half points. We're at 2:51 to go in the third. And that is 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Tiger defense has stymied them. Second free throw is good. 43-38. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Schlitzbaum with it out top side. Kicks it over to Jenna. Pitts will handle it up on top. Back over to the right. Kaplinger steps inside. Loses the handle. Puts it out on top to Nitz. Natalie will work her way over to the right side. 2.5 to go. Third quarter. Going to be Kaplinger with it. Way out. She's 2.5 steps above the three-point ring on the left elbow. Pushes it out on top to Jenna. Pitts goes high in the air to haul that one down. Back over comes to Natalie. She will start to the left. Stop there. Looks in the middle. Finds no help. Back on top. 2:10 to go in the third. Tigers with a long possession. The pass to the right side is going to be kicked. And it'll be put in play right in front of the Tiger bench. Schlenzbaum will do the inbound work. Just over 2 minutes to go in the third. It'll come into Nitz. Natalie holds it up, goes back to Addison. She will go baseline. The running jumper is short. She knew it. Tried to rebound it down, but it's going to be tipped out. Perrine has it. Rossville up the floor. Minute 55 to go in the third quarter. 43-38. Tigers quickly running a couple of players to the scorer's table. Here's the ball in the middle. It's going to be batted away by Martin. Out on top. The three is launched and good. Riley Dick, three for Rossville. 43-41. And we're at a minute 40 to go. Third quarter. Schlenzbaum to the top of the key. Swings around to the left side. Jenna Pitts looks into the middle. Goes to Natalie. Back way out on top, Kaplinger. She'll cut to the free throw line. Topside, Jenna. She'll drive across, skip pass underneath. Schlenzbaum runner misses, gets her own board. Follows up, missed again. Rebound, Rossville. Baseball pass up the floor. They'll take it left. Driving in. Shot. Hop the window. It's no good. Rebound on the floor. Pull back down by Rossville. Perrine goes up and gets fouled. Should be coming to the line for two. The foul is going to be on the Tigers. Jordan Kaplinger, her first foul tonight. Atchison County is going to pick up their fourth team foul of the second half. Team fouls are even for these two clubs. First free throw? Yes. Kinsey Perrine scoring her 12 points this evening. Coach Eckert is going to bring a trio into the game. Planey Panel in, Wallace in, Bowerly in. They will join Pitts and Nitz. First free throw is good. Second free throw is also good. Kinsey Perrine with 13 points, and we are tied again at 43. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Atchison County with the basketball. They'll drive right. Bowerly gets one off the window to fall. Kinsey Bowerly, her first field goal tonight, coming with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Putting the Tigers back up by a pair. Driving into the lane, little reverse layup is going to go up, and it won't go in. And on the rebound, a jump ball called. It'll come back to Rossville. 45-43, Atchison County. 40 seconds left in the third. Perrine looking to bring it in for the Dogs. Comes up to the top. 16-footer. Gets it. Riley Dick with two more. 45-45. 35 seconds to play in the third. Natalie into the forecourt. The Tigers are maybe looking for the final shot of the third with 28, 27, 26 seconds to go. Over to the right side. It comes. Laney Panel has it. Dribbles it two times. Pulls it up. Gets it to Bowerly. Coach Eckert says, I'd like a timeout, please. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout in the late moment to the third. Joseph taking a break. 16 seconds left. Third quarter in Winchester. Rossville, Atchison County. We are deadlocked at 45.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
.45 with 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. ACCHS taking the timeout. They're going to have the ball coming in play here at midcourt. And an opportunity to take a lead as the third quarter is drawing to an end here tonight. Out of the court for the Tigers. What are we going to have? We got Jenna Pitts and Leah Walsh is out there. Addison Schlenzbaum. It'll be put in play by Kinsey Bowerly and taken out on top by Natalie Nitz. Natalie just going to square up and go the three. Won't drop. Rebound. Pull down Rossville. They got time. 8 seconds. Into the forecourt with seven. Plenty of time. Perrine goes right. Perrine goes left. Perrine will shoot it. Won't drop. Tigers are going to rebound it down, and we're through three. Going to the fourth quarter in Winchester. What a finish coming, Joseph. After three, Rossville 45, Atchison County 45.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Well, the Tigers leaped out to a huge start in the third quarter, taking the third quarter on an 11-1 run to start things. Chris Upthwaite, 5-point lead. Rossville would not relinquish. They pushed back, and we go to the fourth quarter tied again now at 45. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Castle here, courtside. The scoring at this point, how about this? For the Lady Tigers, 15 already for Aaliyah Wallish. For Rossville, 18 for Riley Dick and Kinsey Perrine with 13 more. Tigers putting it in play, and the fourth quarter's underway. Over to the left side, it's going to go to Bowerly. Top side, driving in, Schletzbaum, layup, no, rebound, pull down. Oh, wow. Tigers, Rossville pulled down the rebound. Schletzbaum reached in, they're going to say she ties it up. That was fast. And a possession arrow, let's see, it's going to go to Rossville. 7:44 to play. 7:44 to go in the game. 45-45. Kinsey Perrine will walk it up the floor. Dish it to the right side. Spielman comes off on top. They'll kick it to the right. Perrine goes three. It's good. Kinsey Perrine, 16 points. And it's 48-45. Tigers trail by three. Now they tie it again on the three-point Bowerly shot. So Kinsey Bowerly hits the bucket. Now the shot underneath on the other end misses. Tigers are going to rebound it, and these two teams are getting up and down. It is 48-48. 7 minutes to play in the game. They try to feed Wallish, but she's not able to get a handle on it. Batted free a little bit. Rossville coming up the floor. 6:50 to go. Tied still at 48. Rossville works it over to the right side. Post brings it back off on top. Gets it to Cheyenne Hahn. Hahn to the top. Perrine, could you hit another three? It rolls around. It falls out. No good. Schletzbaum rebounds it down to the Tigers. They're going to take it the other way. Now Coach anchored on his feet. Slow it down, ladies, he says. To Bowerly. She picks it up. Bowerly was going to pick up the ball and make a pass. And then she realized that her target teammate was not there, so she kept the dribble going. But in the interim, had reached up with that free hand and touched the ball. They're trying to turn it over with a double dribble with 6:20 to go in the game. It's still a 48-48 game. Here comes Rossville. Kinsey Perrine, top side, swings it over to the right edge. It's going to be Spielman. Back out on top. It'll go to Perrine. Looking in, no room. Goes to the free throw line, drives to the right, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the Tigers. And we're not getting a lot of fouls called here. The officials letting them decide this game among themselves with 6 minutes to go. Team fouls are tied at four apiece. Just FYI. The feed will come to the right side of the lane. Going in, spinning shot. It's going to be Emma and good for the left hand for Emma Mitchell. Emma's been out of the game for a long time. Almost forgot about her. She had three fouls early in the third quarter. Went to the bench and is just now back in. It is a 50-48 game. And now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds on the near side. Addison will have touched it last. It will belong to Rossville. Dogs in front by a pair at 50-48. 5:40 to go. Perrine will walk it into the forecourt, standing way out here. I mean, right in front of the score table. Now she'll drive left, goes to the baseline, kicks it down to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul on Nitz. Natalie had slid down to try to cut off that drive down the baseline, picking up her third foul of the night. She'll be the first Lady Tiger to have picked up a third foul. It'll come in underneath. The shot goes straight up and straight in. Emma Mitchell coming into the game and scored twice quickly. It is now 52-48. 5:17 to go for three. Bowerly from way outside. Kinsey Bowerly getting some points down in the late going of the game. A couple of threes in the fourth quarter, keeping her team in this. 52-51. Rossville by a point. We're at 5 minutes to go in the game. It's a lot of basketball. Now Perrine will try baseline. Shot up, won't fall. Rebounding it down, Tigers. Here comes Anderson County. Up the floor with it. Schletzbaum accelerates. She sees the rim. She wants it. She gets it. Driving in the bucket is going to be good for Addison, and she's got six. Cutting into the middle and bringing it back out on top. Rossville with the ball. Now over to the left side. Switching direction. Shot goes up. Foul on Schletzbaum. Officials coming over to let us know it is going to be Addison's third is all. It is 53-52. Free throw is good. So the first shot by Kinley Porter is in. Second one is also. Titans are going to make a switch. Out of the game, it'll be Jenna. Jenna Pitts will check out for Jordan Kamplinger. It is 54-53. With 4:20 to play. The ball's on the floor. Wallace can't find it. And she's going to get tangled up, tied up, possession, Tigers. We've got 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Anderson County with the basketball. But Rossville leads by one. The skip pass coming in down to the baseline. Gets away. Still gotten away. It's on the floor. Battle floor. Bodies all over the place. No fouls called. It is getting wild out here. Now Nance will start the drive to the baseline. Dribble it back up on top. Now the pass in the middle to Wallace. It's going to be knocked away from her. Rossville is going to pick it up. It's got to be a little bit of playground basketball. Lots of contact. Nobody calling any fouls. 3:50 to play. ACCHS drops back again in the 2-3 zone. Rossville has the ball, leading it by one. Really wanting to take the long shot. Riley Tick pulls it back down. Riley's had the hot hand with 18 points tonight. Kinsey Perrine has 16 for the Lady Dogs. 3.5 minutes to play. Rossville may be just thinking, you know what, I'm up by one and you got to score and I don't. Can they kill 3 minutes? We might find out. They work back to the top, back to the left. Now, here's the uncontested three. Rolls off. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Bowerly. Now she has the ball. She's tangled up, trapped up in the backcourt, and Coach Ecker calls a timeout to rescue his team. Well done to the coach. We're taking a break, Joseph, at 3:08 to go in this one. What a game. It is Rossville 54, Atchison County 53.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Winchester. Tigers putting the ball in play, and we're down to 3 minutes to go in this one-point game. 54-53, Rossville in front right now, the number one team of the state, Class 3A, ACCHS. Tigers over to the right side with it. It'll go to Kamplinger, now to Nitz, long cross court, Bowerly on the floor once, twice, skips it into the middle for Addison, and it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Rossville. Perrine taking it down the right side. Running shot, up, no good. No foul, rebound, Schletzbaum. There is plenty of contact to go around out here. Nitz will bring it into the forecourt with 2.5 to play. Back out on top to Bowerly. To Nitz. 54-53 Rossville. Nitz will slide around to the left side. Goes all the way to the wing. Backs it away. Beats it off on top. Kamplinger goes three. Off the mark. Rebound. Rossville. Here come the Dogs. Roseville's got a 2-on-1. The lob, the shot, the score. Give that bucket to Roseville. It goes to Kinley Porter, and we have a dog timeout. Joseph, one more break. A thrilling finish coming. 2:07 to play. Roseville 56, Atchison County 53.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With 2 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the ball game, and Roseville leading at 56-53. Let's see what the Tigers have decided to do. Out of the court for Coach Austin Anchor. Jenna Pitts is going to be putting it in play. Jenna has hit some huge threes tonight. She's been great. We've got Kinsey Bowerly out there. Natalie Nitz will be bringing it up the floor. Addison Schletzbaum will now take the pass at midcourt, and in the middle will be Aaliyah Wallace. Schlenzbaum will drive down, lob it into the corner. The three for Nitz, up and short. Rebound pulled down by Schlenzbaum. Follows it up and missed it. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off Wallace. She reached for the ball. It went off her shoulder. Roseville is going to be putting it back in play. Now the Tigers are going to go to some full court pressure with a minute 50 to go. Roseville has the ball, leading it by three. Tigers are going to press all the way, including on this inbound. Trying to get it in, trying to get it in. They need a timeout. Instead, they're going to get it in. And what happens in the backcourt? 5 seconds call. Coach needed to have taken a timeout there. His team could not get it in play, and he did not take one. Huge turnover by Roseville. The Tigers are going to have it back in play at their baseline. Still with a minute 50 to go. Nitz to bring it in. Comes right side. Schletzbaum into the lane. Falling away from 12. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Perrine. Here comes Roseville. Kinsey. Oh, slow it down. Bring it into the forecourt now. Swing it over to the left side. Stomps on the wing. Comes out on top. Flashing to the high post. It's going to be Katie Spielman with a minute and a half to go. Answers the county shifted to the player defense. Now Coach Eckert's on his feet telling his guys, somebody's got to go foul somebody. Here's a feed over to the left side. A jump shot. Too strong. Rebound. Tigers. Probably not the right shot to have taken. And the Tigers are going to need to take advantage with 75 seconds to go. Schlenzbaum will take it into the forecourt. It is a 56-53 lead for Roseville. To the right side, Nitz. She goes three. Ties it. Natalie Nitz ties the game. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. With a minute 7 to go. Timeout on the court. It is Roseville 56, Atchison County 56.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
So if you're wanting a game that is more fun than this, I just defy you to find it. This game has been exciting. It's been interesting. Neither team has been able to put together any kind of a substantial lead in the course of this one here tonight. The Tigers have been up by as many as 5. Roseville has been up by as many as 5. Roseville led 2:40 to go in the second quarter, 27-22. The Tigers led with 4:21 to go in the third quarter, 41-36. Other than that, it has been tied or a point or two one way or another, and we are tied again with a minute 7 to go. Roseville will put it in play in the backcourt, and the Tigers are going to drop back and pick up the defense inside. Matter of fact, below the free throw line. I think they're just daring Roseville to take one of those long shots, and Roseville is going to stand out in the center circle. Just dribbling the ball. Kinsey Perrine literally standing in the center circle. We're at 47. 46, 45 seconds to go. Crossfield is going to be satisfied with taking the final shot. Let's see if Coach Anker decides to defend somebody. So he's going to attack and chase the ball. Not yet. 34, 33. Now to 30 seconds. Still holding the ball up top side is going to be Rossville. 25 seconds. Rossville will start to move at 23. Over to the right side goes Perrine with 20. Dribbles it back out toward the top. Now at 17. Kicks it over to the left side with 16. Swings it over to the edge. That's going to be Mitchell. She'll drive into the lane. Puts the shot up and in. Mitchell with 10 seconds scores. Up court with it. Here comes Atchison County. And Coach Eckert won the timeout. Now, he is angry that the official didn't give it to him with a couple of more seconds. Now he's complaining about the time. We're going to see what they can do or what they will do about that. But we're going to take a break. We got a timeout of the court. 7 seconds to play. Rossville 58, Atchison County 56.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The Tigers taking a timeout, and Coach Eckert's plea to the official was not wasted. In fact, it was a beneficial thing for his team. The officials have come over to the scorer's table and have increased the clock from 7.4 to 9.0 seconds. So the Lady Tigers are going to put it in play with 9.0 seconds to play. It is a 58-56 Rossville lead. It'll be put in play for ACCHS by Jenna Pitts. They've got the shooters in the game. Pitts and Schletzbaum, Nitz, Bowerly, and Wallish. It is a two-point game. And for the Tigers, what are you going to do here, Coach Eckert? You're looking to tie, you're looking to win. Here we go. Schletzbaum brings it down, and there's a foul. And for Rossville, it will be foul number 5. This is smart. It'll come in play in front of the Tiger bench. That is only foul 5. They've still got another one to give. Burn time down to 6.7. They're going to feed it to Wallace. She's all alone underneath, and she gets fouled. No shot. They're waving it off prior to the shot. So this foul is going to be on Spellman. It'll be her third, but now it is team foul 6. 5 seconds left. It'll lob in again. Wallace shoots, misses, rebound, tipped around Wallace. Block, there's a foul. The foul in the middle is going to be putting Schletzbaum at the line with 1.9. The foul is going to be on Kinsey Perrine. It'll be her first of the night. And for Addison Schletzbaum, it's a very simple matter. You hit both free throws, and your team can go to overtime. If you miss one, you may lose. The first of two is good. Tremendous shooter under great pressure. Her first free throw of the game is good. One more to tie. Deep breath. Jim's getting quiet. Schletzbaum puts it in. It's a tie game with 1-9. And the ball's knocked away. The shot is off the buzzer. It's off the mark. We're going to OT. Joseph, give me a 60, my friend. We're going to overtime in Winchester. ACCHS and Rossville, even at 58.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at mscnews.net.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing.
and investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
We go to the jump ball and the tip of the way. Tigers are going to control it down. We're underway in the four-minute overtime. How important, how big was it? Coach Austin Ecker got the official to add 1.6 seconds to the scoreboard clock. And those free throws were shot with 1.2. Here's a baseline shot. It's going to be up and good for three by Schletzbaum. Addison Schletzbaum from outside. And the Tigers leap out in front, 61-58. 3.5 to go in OT. Rossville goes left side. Here's a three. Ties it. That was Kinley Porter getting her 10th point of the game. 61-61. 3:17 to go in overtime. Schletzbaum shoots and misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Rossville. Can't get over how big it was. They added 1.7, and those free throws are shot with 1.2. If they hadn't gotten that time put back up, those free throws don't happen, and this game is done. Pass over to the right side. Rossville with a basketball way out on the edge. Perrine comes off on top. Gets it there to Mitchell. Back over to the left side. Porter. Rossville with the basketball in a 61-61 game and 2:45 to go in overtime. Perrine backs it away a little bit, kicks it over again to the right side. This time it's going to be to Riley Dick. What a night. She's had 18 points for Rossville. To Mitchell. Mitchell drives and shoots and misses the shot. And it's rebounded down by the Tigers. Wallace is out of the court. She is struggling. I think she just looks absolutely exhausted out there. She's been there a long time. 2:15 to play in the game. Still tied at 61. Natalie comes to the top. To Bowerly. Kinsey changes directions. Loses the hand a little bit. And the ball is going to be lost and tipped some more. It's on the floor. Schletzbaum is going to save it. And then, trying to get it back, Rossville commits the foul. And Lakini Spillman, her fourth foul of the game. And we have 2 minutes to go in the OT. Back to the free throw line comes the hero for ACCHS of regulation, Addison Schletzbaum. She's got 11 points, and that one is 12. She's now 3-3 at the free throw line. 62-61, Tigers with 2 minutes left in OT. Can she make it another one? Perfect. Tigers by two. And here comes Rossville. Perrine walks it up. They're very patient. They show some confidence. Here's a runner. Missing. Rebound. Pulled down by Atchison County. Sweeping it down is going to be Jenna Pitts. Schletzbaum will walk it up the floor. Goes first to the right side, then back to the left. With 1.5 to go in the overtime. Schletzbaum will be up near midcourt, pulls up her dribble, skips it over to the right side to Jenna. Back out on top, it'll come to Addison. 1:20 to go in the game. Now the Tiger's going to stretch it. Now it's knocked away. Perrine is going to pick it up. Stolen by Rossville. Perrine drives, shoots, no foul. Followed up, missed, tipped out. Saved by Rossville. Dogs with the basketball. 7 left. Perrine's going to have it on the right side. Again, they're not calling a lot of fouls now. The feed into the middle, loose on the floor. Rossville saves it. Perrine backs up, goes three, misses, rebound, and we get a foul. 55 seconds to go. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor. The foul is going to be on Rossville's Riley Dink. It'll be her fourth. So both Riley and Katie Spielman have 4 fouls for Rossville. Emma Mitchell has 3. And at the line for the Tigers, again, Addison Schletzbaum. She is 4 of 4 and has hit them all here on the last string. This one is in. Schletzbaum makes it a 3-point game, and one more free throw makes it a 2-possession lead. It is, yes. 65-61. And we're going to get a Rossville timeout. Taking a break with them at 54 seconds and OT. Rossville 65, Atchison County 61.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, Thousand Piece Puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
With only 54 seconds to play here in the overtime, it is a 65-61 Tiger lead as ECCHS has raced back near the end of regulation. Atchison County was in a little bit of trouble, had to hit a couple of free throws with less than 2 seconds to play in the game to send it to overtime, and then when the overtime pushed up by four. Addison Schlesbaum has scored every point for the Tigers here in overtime. Seven. Rossville brings it in, and they're going to pick it up at midcourt. Out on top of it is going to be Kinsey Perrine. Looks to the middle, hits the cutter, they'll lose it. Rossville will throw it away down to the baseline, and are they going to press on the inbound and defend it closely? Let's see what they decide to do on the inbound. It'll come in, and there's going to be a little incidental contact and a foul. Is going to be called on Emma Mitchell. It'll be her fourth. Wait, is she sitting down? Is that her fifth? That's her fifth. Let me fix that. Emma Mitchell just fouls out of here with 45 seconds to go in OT. In the night with a dozen. And coming to the line is somebody who early in the game was huge for Atchison County, Jenna Pitts. She's hit three threes tonight, and her free throw here is off the mark. One more shot coming up for Jenna. 45 seconds left in overtime. Jenna, the long, hard look at it. Airborne and in and out. No, we better get down. Here comes Rossville. Accelerating into the lane. The running shot. Rims all the way around. It comes out. Tigers rebounded back down. Rossville to the OT. Struggling to score. And now we have a whistle. Is that a foul? Is that just going to be a ball and lost out of bounds? It is going to be out of bounds off Rossville. Pitts will look to bring it in again for the Tigers. They want to get it to Natalie. She'll bring it up the floor. Gets pinned on the near side. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with Atchison County with 29 seconds to go in overtime. Taking a break. It is ACCHS 65, Rossville 61.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. Wow, what a great semifinal game here in the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. It is 65-61 in overtime as the number one team in the state of Kansas at Class 3A has had to come from behind in this one. And they are half a minute away from notching their 11th win without a loss. Tigers are going to bring it in. Pitts looking. Throws it in the backcourt. It's going to be stolen by Rossville. And Rossville's going to throw it away. Are we getting a timeout? We're getting a jump ball. What are we getting? We're going to get a jump ball. It'll go to Rossville.
You're good, Ryan. You're
good. So Rossville putting it in play. It will be Perrine to do the inbound. 26 seconds left. Crossville looking, brings it off on top. Spinning into the lane. The shot goes up, and there's the Tiger foul. Against whom will it be? 22 or 23? 22 it is. Foul is going to be on Jenna Pitts. No consequence for her individually. It is only her first for the Tigers. It'll be the 17th foul, and coming to the line, Rossville. Free throw? No. One more shot coming for Emma Mitchell. That's Cheyenne Hahn. She had her first two free throws of the night way back in the opening quarter. This free throw can get it to within a possession, and it does. It is 65-62. 20 seconds to go. And OT, and there's the foul of the backcourt. And no question, Mackenzie Perrine had to foul someone. The Tigers are very smart as they put the ball in the hands of Natalie Nitz, who is a phenomenal shooter. Natalie coming to the line. Free throw's good. Her 12th point of the game, Natalie Nitz. Three threes and now three free throws. Second shot. Yes. Makes it now a 67-62 game. Up court, Tigers are going to steal it. 14 seconds left. And we'll have a foul in the backcourt. So they're going to sort this thing out. Coming to the line again is going to be Natalie. So for ACC Gents, they've had their very good shooters at the line, and all but three Tiger points in OT have been at the free throw line. Atchison County has scored 10 overtime points, 7 of them at the free throw line. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. Rossville has called a timeout before Natalie's second free throw, okay? However, we're going to hang on to it right here, giving us an opportunity to do something that I think really have not done, certainly not well enough, if at all, and that is preview tomorrow's basketball here on K-Radio. So we're going to be with you back in the NOLA gym. Haven't been up there for a bit. We're going to see old friend, old conference opponent, Mid-America. But we did just see Mid-America, in fact, exactly 2 weeks ago down in Olathe. Couple of thrilling games. Well, they're going to be in the Nolan tomorrow, 2 o'clock for the ladies' game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Join us here on K-Radio, and if you're up in the neighborhood, it is not only the Sidewalk Cafe, which has become kind of a thing that people enjoy up there during the games, but also it is Alumni Day. And coaches have told me that they've reached out to and have gotten some very positive responses from a lot of former Ravens and Lady Ravens who are hoping to be in attendance tomorrow. They might come up and meet and visit with some of your old acquaintances and friends tomorrow. Raven basketball on care. Free throw for Nitz. No. Rebounding it down. Rossville. 10 seconds. 9. Up court. 3-point shot. No. Rebound. Fought for, and it's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. It's just like this game is. ACCHS is going to hang on to win this one here tonight. They took a bit of a fright, but they are going to win it this evening. Final score, ACCHS 68, Rossville 62, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Well, that was a thriller here in Game 2 tonight at the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational semifinals in the winner's bracket and Rossville and ACCHS. Everybody thought it would be a good game. Everybody was right. It was fantastic. It was so good we didn't have enough of it after the end of regulation. Goes into overtime where the Tigers win it by 6. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for Rossville. 4 players in double-figure scoring. Riley Tick led the way with 18, Kinsey Perrine 16, a dozen for Emma Mitchell, and 10 for Kenley Porter. It was 5 for Cheyenne Hahn and 1 for Katie Spielman. For ACCHS, also 4 players in double-figure scoring. You had 15 apiece for Aaliyah Wallace and Addison Schletzbaum. Natalie Nitz, 14, 10. Kenzie Bowerly, Jenna Pence off the bench with 9, 3 tonight. Jordan Kaplinger and Laney Panel with 2. Tell you what, for me, the Bank of Atchison player of the game is going to be Jenna Pitts. I'm going to tell you why. Could you have picked a lot of players? No question about it. Certainly, in the overtime, Addison had, 7 overtime points. Natalie, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. In the overtime, the Tigers scoring, 7 of their 10 OT points at the free throw line. A lot of people could lay claim to it, but earlier in the ball game, when this thing was about ready to get out of hand, Rossville was putting together a bit of a lead. Coming in off the bench, Jenna Pitts did a fantastic job. She hit 3 threes in the opening half and kept her team in it offensively. And for that, I give Jenna Pitts my Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight. Hey, we want to thank you for joining us. First game tonight, it was Perry LeCompton over Northeast Kansas High School, 50-38. And in OT, it was ACCHS getting by Rossville, 68-62. Ravens tomorrow with 2-4. Can we greet you next time for our man Joseph of the Care Sports Studio? Joseph, outstanding as always. Tom Katz from Winchester, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.